Welcome to this summary edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 7, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. Razorpay raises over $18 million. Dubai Public Transport announced mobile payment option for 2020. Sohar International to offer eFlu's mobile payments to new merchants. Payments startup Paymongo secures $2.70 million from Silicon Valley investors. Belinvest Bank, the first bank in Belarus to go live on SWIFT's GPI service. More than 100 fintechs applied to participate in UK's Open Up 2020 challenge. Alight pulls virtual assistant tech into payroll. Hitachi Capital Business Finance launches smart funding ahead of Brexit. National Bank of Canada goes live with Murex Risk System. Citi's Commercial Bank taps Cantox for customized payments tech. Oaknorth appoints Google exec Sunil Chandra CEO, Platform Business. Hazeltree acquires ENSO from CME Group. California opens door for San Francisco Public Bank. NatWest trials UK's first biometric credit card. B2B fraudsters find new twists in old scam favorites. F1 Payments makes executive hires, forms advisory board. UK fintech Tide raises 44 meters in funding. T&E finds opportunity in API-first approach. NAV CEO, the state of SMB financing, a glimpse at its future. That's all for today. If you want to listen to the detailed news, you can select the next episode of our podcast. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.